This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, guys. Michigan and Michigan State were both off last weekend. Second time that's happened this year on the same weekend. But Indiana-Penn State definitely filled the void. Was the Hoosiers-Nittany Lions game the best game of the season?
So for me, it was. And I went back and I looked at all the different games, and you know, some of it is I need to have a vested interest, and I can look at, you know, like Oregon, Penn State. That was a great game, but it wasn't great until the very end. This game was, it kept me intrigued the entire time. And my rooting interest went from Penn State to Indiana to Penn State to Indiana. And ultimately, I was rooting for Indiana at the end, and it was a spectacular throw, a more spectacular catch, and it was just, I mean, it had all the components where if I look at a great game and I just want to see, you know, can you make me switch sides in the middle of a game? And they did multiple times. I loved it. It was fun.
Catch of the year, the drama, the final drive was incredible, but no, it's not the game of the year. I would venture up at least two that were better. One, a top 10 showdown between Georgia and Ole Miss that went back and forth. The Bulldogs had to overcome a fourth quarter deficit to pick up a big win. And yeah, John, I think it's not even the biggest game that Penn State has played this year. Penn State was ranked at the time, night game, whiteout. You had 8 fourth down conversions, a double OT thriller, a game with few penalties and few turnovers. That game was better than the game we just watched.
I just liked in this game that there was some defense being played too, and that Indiana had everything taken away from them that they like to do, and then Mendoza still drove them down the field to win the game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and I looked at that Oregon-Penn State game, but it really wasn't exciting or entertaining until you got to the fourth quarter and certainly the double OT.
All right, since 2014, the eventual national champion has been ranked in the top three of the second college football playoff rankings. This season, that includes Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M. Would you take those three teams or the field to win the national title?
Give me the three over the field. Bama's the only one I'm missing that I regret a little bit here. The only one inside 10-1 odds. I think Georgia, Oregon, and Notre Dame feel good, not great.
I think they feel good, not great, because they're just not consistent. You look at Ohio State, what have they been all season long? They've been consistent on the defensive side of things. You look at Indiana, and you know, I know they took it, you know, all the way to the wire against Penn State, but offensively, they have been dominant. I can't wait for a matchup between Indiana, Ohio State, and Texas A&M. It's kind of that team where you're like, yeah, okay, they're still there, and I think they have a chance. So I'd take those three as well.
All right, Michigan is playing Northwestern at Wrigley Field on Saturday. Michigan would never give up a home game to play at Comerica Park. However, Michigan State is giving up a home game to play Maryland at Ford Field. Would you rather see that game played at Comerica Park?
No. Why?
Too cold?
No, it has nothing to do with cold. I'd rather. Football is supposed to be played outside. Football is supposed to be played on real grass. But
I know,
no,
his buttons.
I don't, because there's nothing. I love Comerica, and I love going to a ball game there. But there's nothing unique about it. It's not a landmark like Wrigley Field is. Now, if Tiger Stadium was still standing, especially since the Lions played way back when in that same stadium, then I would say, yeah, I'd love to. And even as a Michigan fan, I would love to have that game played at Tiger Stadium, but it doesn't exist anymore. Comerica's not a landmark. There's nothing, quote unquote, special or unique about it.
College football games belong on college football campuses. But to answer your question, I'd rather play it at a football stadium than a baseball, you know, ballpark. The sight lines are not good at a baseball game. Like, if you look at the way the field is laid out for Michigan and Northwestern,
yeah,
the fans in left field might as well be in the apartments in Wrigleyville. Like, it's just not a conducive sight line to watch football.
No, it's not, but it is the uniqueness of it, especially for a game that's not unique.
Two questions here quick on this one. You're going to be calling the game. Do you know where your booth is?
We're going to be, I believe we are somewhere behind home plate, so we're going to be in the corner of the end zone looking the length of the field. Anything that happens...
Better have five spotters.
But I'm okay with that because I've been in that situation. When we were down at Joe Robbie or Hard Rock, whatever they call that stadium in Miami, we were in the end zone, and it's just, it happens at times in some of these stadiums. I can't wait. I think it's going to be awesome.
Is this your first time at Wrigley?
No. I've been to a game there before. But yeah, so this is checking two bucket lists.
Sorry, ad-libbing here. But Jim, I got a question for you too. Did you go to Mr. Red Wing here? Did you go to the Winter Classic?
No.
You didn't? That was a pretty sight. Why didn't you go? Dad wouldn't take you? I know you didn't get out of the house
much.
That's
what it was, yes.
The Lions face the Eagles this Sunday night in a crucial NFC showdown. The Eagles are famously known for their tush push. Is this the last season that the tush push is going to be legal?
Yes, because it's difficult to officiate. I want it to stay because I don't like punishing a team for being better than everyone. Everyone can run this play. The fact is, no one can do it as effectively. But John, they have had issues officiating.
They have had issues officiating, but we've also seen officials have issues officiating. I felt like Scott Boras there. In regards to just the quarterback sneak this year. And so what I think they do is instead of taking away the tush push, because if they do that, are they then going to take away some of those great opportunities that we've seen for the Detroit Lions where David Montgomery is getting pushed forward, his feet aren't on the ground, he's laughing while he has the ball in his hand, or Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, as they're pushed into the end zone? Like, you have to take those away as well. I don't think they want to do that. So what I think happens is they tweak the challenge rules. And I do think that in terms of this situation, I don't know how they do it. Haven't thought through how the execution of it or what it looks like, but I do think they will include the ability to replay if that individual was offsides or not.
Just quickly, a note from yesterday, Dan Campbell came out and said he supports a tush push. Yeah. He thinks it's old school football.
Yeah, yep. I do too.
All right. Dan Campbell took over play calling on Sunday against the Commanders, and it looked like Ben Johnson's offense. Will John Morton be on the Lions coaching staff in 2026?
I don't think so. I think it'll be a parting of ways between both the Lions and John Morton. I don't think John Morton has anything to be ashamed about or offended about, but if he wants to call plays, it's not going to be here. And he's just another assistant. He probably will be back with Sean Payton, his coaching mentor, and learning a little bit more before he gets his next opportunity, if ever again.
Yeah, they can say it's collaboration, and I do believe them, but it's also a demotion. We don't have to sugarcoat it. They took away play calling from the guy. So, yeah, it makes sense professionally to part ways at the end of the season for next year.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here.
Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
The New York Giants finally fired Daboll on Monday, putting him out of his misery. Give me your top candidate to be the Giants head coach in 2026 and give me the most realistic hire that would make Mike Vellini's head explode.
I can't wait to get to the second part of this, but we'll start with the practical answer. Mike McCarthy. He had a top five offense 3 of the 5 years in Dallas. He's won a Super Bowl, 3 straight 12-win seasons. Offensive guy for a young quarterback. He brings experience and stability for a franchise that needs it. As for the one that would get Mike going, yeah. I would love to see them hire Bill Belichick. Crotchety Belichick with his girlfriend and the headlines.
Oh.
Belichick, who the last time he tried to develop a first-round quarterback, he had Joe Judge and Matt Patricia running the offense. Could you imagine throwing the New York media and watching Mike's head explode?
Yeah, but it's also very Parcells-esque. And if he goes...
He's over the hill, and it would be bad.
As long as his girlfriend is there, yes, I think that the head will explode because of all of the nonsense in the New York media that would create. I'm going to go quick. I'm going to say John Gruden for the hire. Gruden has won everywhere. We've heard all of the love that he has about Jackson Dart. I think he'd be a great individual to develop him and just could go in there and win. He can handle the New York media. But the one that'll make Mike Vellini's head explode, Lane Kiffin. You bring Lane Kiffin. How many times have we seen those, you know, hot college names go to the NFL and just fall flat on their face? But, hey, he coached Jackson Dart in college. It's a marriage made in heaven.
Joey Freshwater in the Big Apple, baby.
Good job, guys. Finally, the Ravens have won 3 games in a row since their 1-5 start. Do you think Baltimore is a legitimate threat to reach the Super Bowl?
No, it's still postseason Lamar. Hasn't proven it, and it's this defense that they're in the bottom quarter of the NFL in terms of points, yards, everything. They can't stop enough, and so no, I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender.
But it's their defense why is more so, because you did have them preseason, right?
I did, yeah. No, but I didn't expect this defense to play this bad.
I like what you're doing here. I've been very bold that Baltimore's not dead and they're going to make the playoffs. See how far I'm willing to go. No, I don't view them as a Super Bowl contender. Playoff demons for Lamar being the biggest reason.
Going back to number 6, The perfect fit, if it's not Gruden, is there a world where Baltimore says, hey, we just need a different look, and they move on from John Harbaugh? There's a parting of ways. John Harbaugh ends up with the Giants.
They get the normal Harbaugh.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. He would stabilize the franchise, yep, which they need desperately.
It's your Thursday touchdown. It's 97-1.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.